Oh, quickly, this is a very, very quick part four, everyone. I just wanted to say to you that there are very big benefits for us reporting on how we're going in relation to these standards on an annual basis. It will give us the opportunity to feed information up the line to the district office level and the district council board level, and then right up to the General Church Board. We will have our professional standards department and our professional standards officers involved in a collation of all of the outcomes that come from those, remember those standards where there was decisions made about how overall each congregation was going into relation to each standard. That stuff will be quantitatively collated, and on all of district and all of church wide reports will be prepared on that basis. The huge advantage to that is that if an external regulatory body comes knocking at our door, which is probably most likely to happen at a district church level, we have information readily available to report back, and we can demonstrate that we are taking this stuff seriously and doing well with it. We can demonstrate areas of deficit as well as areas where we're doing well. So that process will be happening. There will be not be incumbent upon local church councils to be writing summary reports. That will all be done at the district level by our professional standards officers, and at the church-wide level in our professional standards department. I think it's also good because it gives us the opportunity to look at trends and patterns. It also gives us the opportunity to identify priorities at our district level as well as at our church-wide level in relation to child safety. So it has implications across the board. So thank you. That's me done. Thank you very much, everybody, for listening and being involved. I just wanted to finish off by saying, as a final point, please do remember Elizabeth's message. We are progressing our child safety commitment and programs not because we have to, but because we want to. So God bless you all, and thank you very much.
We're going to close with a prayer from Dave, please.
Lord, thank you for the opportunities you give us to be your light and love to others. You've given this group of people here today the initiative and the will to come together in your name, to walk together down a path that might sometimes seem to be not so easy. Thank you for the past year, even with its ongoing challenges. Help us to be creative in finding solutions and to be supportive of each other, particularly those in vulnerable circumstances. And today, we think especially of children. Please give us the faith to constantly seek your way, to look beyond and to move the mountains the devil puts in our way. Give us the resolve to live your love, to respond wisely, to use what you've given us responsibly, and to humbly and gently hold each other accountable. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Dave. Thank you again, Marianne and the rest of the team. Dave, bye. Elizabeth Clowden. And thank you all out there for your time on a Saturday, for your participation today, for your great questions on the chat, and especially for your work in your ministry in making the church safer and in walking in Jesus's footsteps. Now, please do get in touch with Marianne if you have any questions specific to her presentation. And I encourage you all to foster close relationships with your professional standards officers. They are there to help you. If you want to have a chat with me, of course, you're welcome to get in touch with me as well. All contact details are there on the screen. So again, thank you all so much. Stay safe, go well, God bless. Thank you and goodbye.